have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I want to thank you for listening in on today. May God be glorified and lifted up on all that he is doing for his name's sake. I want to take a moment just to give God some praise for all that he's done and all that he's getting ready to do. He's amazing. He's loving. He's kind. He's everything we need and more. I want you to just think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done thus far in your life. Hi. This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to give a shout out to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our Abba Father, who makes all things possible, and to our listening audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out to be with us on today. Truly, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I want to say hi to all of our Elation family, to our wonderful CEO and producer, Dr. Kenny Robinson, and to all of the Elation family, and to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Listen, on today, I am extremely excited about all that the Lord is going to do. We trust his will on today. I want to say to you all, continue pressing in. On today, we're going to be talking about unity and knowing that the body of Christ is coming together. Is there anybody that knows there is power in the name of Jesus? I'm not talking about your name. I'm talking about his name and who he is and what he does. Amen. So I want you to be having your minds fixed on living on one accord in prayer. That's a good segue for us to go into prayer on today as we get prepared for our exhortation and our guest on today. We have two wonderful brothers in the Lord. I tell you, I'm excited about it. None other than our own brother, Dwayne Keener, and our brother, Dr. Charles Lehman. Listen, you don't want to miss this. Get your pens, get your paper for the information that is coming. But let us go before the throne, and then we will have our exhortation. But we want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about directly after prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We invite you in to have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. Be glorified in all. Let your perfect will be done. Be with every listener listening in. You know the needs of your people. You know the goal of today. You know all that is taking place. Bless our brothers on today, Dwayne Keener and Dr. Charles Lehman. God be with them as they awaken the loo and do what you created and called them to do for our city. We say thank you, God. Bless their families. Bless our producer, Elation Radio, and have your divine will and way. Bless my family, God, and give us wisdom on today. We thank you in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, to those of you listening in for your very first time, welcome, welcome. Let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just for You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just for You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just for You is all about. As we said, we are going to be talking today on today's topic, living on one accord. And already we have some good news that is going to take place. Not other than that, we begin with the Word of God because we know all things are perfect and possible in Him. So we're talking about living on purpose and living in one accord in prayer. In Acts 2, it talks about the Pentecost. And it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Let me stop right there. We're reading from Acts 2, and this is 1 through 3. Listen, Bible records that they were all with one accord in one place. I want you to hold that thought. 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and in Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, in Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. Listen, when they got there in one accord, everybody's there. Have you ever been in a party, in a gathering, in a dinner setting, and everyone's talking? I don't know about you. There are times when everybody's like, it's a holy hush, but then there's like noise. There's something you hear, and yet it seems like you can understand every language. Now, that's on the earthly realm. Can you imagine being spiritually in one place, on one accord, with all those nations, all those different cultures, everybody praying, everybody lifting up the name of the Lord? Can you imagine the power that was in the house, the things that took place when God was invoked in? I wanted us to pray first, because as we prayed on one accord, where two or three are gathered, He's in the midst. So everything in this podcast belongs to Him. Our thoughts belong to Him. Our ways belong to Him. The reading of the Word belongs to Him. Everything belongs to Him. So when we come together as a body on one accord, can you imagine what's taking place over the airways? Now listen, my brothers are here today to share about everyone being in one accord in another place that the hand of God can touch from heaven and began to show forth miracles, signs, and wonders. Let us keep reading. We're going to be at 12 in the second chapter of Acts. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" I want you to know the body of, and the world is looking for a Savior that they can say, "What meaneth this? Can they be in the midst to find His power so real that they not only feel Him, but they want to commune with Him even the more?" The Bible goes on to say in 13, others mocking said, "These men are full of wine." Have you ever seen when you're full of the Holy Spirit and there's a joy and an excitement all over you, that there's always somebody who's going to see it in a different light? It's okay. Let's keep reading. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For those are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." This is why we need to understand the Bible. There are scriptures that come together with other scriptures that put us in a place of today. And that timing is now. The word that Joel gave is manifesting now, and it reads as such. In the 17th chapter, I'm sorry, the 17th verse, it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaiden, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke." Hallelujah. "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of His word. I want us to be wise enough to know that God is who He says He is. Right now, while the nations are calling on the Lord for Florida, God Himself is watching over Florida. I remember very vividly there was a time when they talked about how the waters, it seemed like the oceans and the lakes all were dried up. You better hear me. And yet the water return back to itself. This is an hour of signs and wonders, not for us that believe, but for those who don't know Him and they are looking for a Savior. There are some that are not looking for a Savior, but will find Him through the power of prayer. They will find him through believers who are upholding the bloodstained banner. They're walking in patience and love, looking for that which the Father is after. Are you a person that is after the lost? Are you a person that is willing to go the extra mile, that the kingdom of God can be built and that men, women, boys, and girls will come to know him as we know him? Not in just the church brick and mortar kind of way, but in the way of the Lord, where they will find his peace, find his joy, find salvation is nigh unto them. All the young men and the young women, the sons and the daughters for sign, are the old men dreaming dreams. Listen, this is not a fable. This is what the word of the Lord says. I want to implore you on today. Know that what happened back then is happening right now. When God can access our spirit man and can speak to us through prayer and can move us to follow his will, great things will happen. My brothers and sisters are on a mission that men, women, boys, and girls will understand the power of prayer. Do you know what prayer really is? Prayer is communicating with God. It is you in your voice, in your heart, in your mind, calling upon him that he may be heard. And I want you to know he hears and he answers. I want to thank you for joining in on this week. Exhortation. I pray that this exhortation has been a blessing to you, that you feel charged, you feel open to allow God to have his divine will and way. And in doing that, that you may be closer to him. Because when it's all said and done, it's not the church that's going to save us. It's our relationship with the Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, I encourage you to find him now while he yet may be found. Look to the hill from whence cometh your help, and know all your help cometh from the Lord thy God. Why? Because he loves you. It doesn't matter what condition you feel your mind is in. He's just looking for a yes. He's looking for someone to believe in their heart and confess with their mouth. In Romans 10:9-10, you shall be saved. I don't know if you need to give your life to the Lord, be restored unto him. What I can tell you is this. He's real and he never fails. You're going to go through things in life and it may seem like the world has you and your back against the wall. But when you're in relationship with him, that load becomes easier. And you have someone, not only that you can call on, but you can lean on. You have someone you can call on and lean on. I want to thank you again for listening to this week's exhortation. Apply it to your spirit. Apply it to your heart. Share it with others. The time now. If we want to see our family saved, if we want to see others come to Christ, may we be the example that they find there is a God through watching our lives, watching that as we pray, it manifests that they may come to know him too. How exciting is that? Well, I'm excited about the word. I'm excited about our guests. I'm excited about what God wants to do in this hour. I want to encourage you now to open your heart, open your mind, open your ears to hear what thus saith the Lord for such an hour as now. We have two guests that are with us on today, and I'm telling you the fire that they possess, the joy that they possess about this project that God has given them to do. I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than our brothers, and that is Dwayne Keener and Dr. Charles Lehman. God bless you on today. Hallelujah. Are you there? Well, while they're getting them ready to come on the line, the producer has the numbers. We'll just give them a moment to get connected in. I want to just say to you, continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Know all of your help cometh from the Lord thy God that has made the heaven and the earth. He cares about you. He loves you. And he sees the potential of what it is that you are to become as he continues to move forward. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to check and see if they're on the line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for his will, his way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're excited about what God is doing in this hour. I don't know about you, but when you think about family and friends, how many things are there on your prayer list? How many things are there that God can do? I hear that they're both on the line. We're going to wait and see if we can get them in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Both are on the line. Hallelujah. So God is good, and we thank him for what he's doing right now. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We trust him, we love him, and we lift him up right now. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'll wait for the producer to kind of signal me to let me know that you guys are ready and we'll be on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's so amazing. He's there. He's everything we need and more. Hallelujah. Well, listen, I want you to take some nuggets away from Acts 2 on today that you may be fulfilled and strengthened in that. How important is that to be on one accord? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. He is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. So just continue to think about the goodness of the Lord and his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're thanking him for his goodness, his grace, his mercy, his power, his ability to save, his ability to help us through every situation. Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How are you on this evening?
Good.
I'm blessed. I'm here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on today. Listen, we want St. Louis to know there is a very powerful thing that you all are doing on this weekend. Again, we're excited about Awaken the Loo. So I don't know which of you are going to speak first, but I'd like to hear about who you are first. Introduce yourselves to our listening audience. Amen.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
We'll start with,
Yes, my name is Dwayne Keener, and first of all, I'm just a believer. I'm a brother who's been through the storm, but God is able to deliver us from all things. So I'm just here to uplift the name of God and just be a living witness to John is able.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God and welcome. Amen. And now we have our brother, Dr. Charles Lehman. Can you introduce yourself to the listening audience and share with them who you are and your passion?
Yes, ma'am. So first of all, my name is Charlie Lehman, and I go by Charlie, so that's perfectly fine, just that.
Okay.
And I met Dwayne actually while I work. I work as an orthopedic surgeon in the St. Louis metro area, and I've been doing that here for the last 10 or 15 years. And I am a lover of Jesus, and, you know, he has done just miraculous things in my life, you know, and I think that that's how I identify, because it's an incredible thing when he takes you from being dead in your spirit and he transfers you into the kingdom of life, and then you start to experience the kingdom of God and you start to get a little bit of taste of what he has in store for us in eternity, of our whole family being together with him. So anyway, that's who I am.
Amen. Amen. And I love that. And what's so interesting about that is we often hear, and most of us know, when we go to the doctor or when we're in the presence of medicine, there are so many who believe that doctors don't have a relationship with the Lord. But you started off talking about how great God is in your life. So talk to us about, Dwayne, you guys share with us how, I know how you met, but tell us about the miracles that have taken place in this connection as you lead up to Awaken the Loom.
Yeah, well, I'll start for a minute here. So anyway, I'm just going to give a brief background, you know, because Dwayne and I met a year and a half ago, and he was on death's doorstep, extremely sick in the hospital, had a horrible infection in his body, in horrible pain. He said the worst pain of his life. And my brother Dwayne here, there was something special about him, because he was, amidst this suffering, he was thankful. And not just begrudgingly thankful, but he was like, thank you, God, that you sent Charlie here to help take care of me. Thank you that you sent the nurses. Thank you that you sent the patient care techs. And honestly, from my perspective, I'm privileged as a doctor to be able to pray for a lot of patients. But I honestly don't frequently see patients suffer like that. And it really marked my heart. And then kind of fast forward, he gets out of the hospital, and 9 months later, we get to have coffee together, and we start to form a friendship. And you take it from there, Dwayne.
Wow.
Yes. First of all, again, we really appreciate you, Pastor, right, for allowing us to come on your show. But, yeah, picking up where Charlie left off, I became very sick, and through my sickness, I became humble. You know, you don't realize how bad you are until you take a look around you, and my sickness allowed me to become humble and grateful, because life is precious, precious gift. And and when we have an opportunity to love, and when I met Dr. Lehman, who I always consider my brother, we didn't start off with anything but prayer, and I knew that he was a special brother from the word go, because like you just said, we see doctors and stuff like that, and not that we judge anybody, because nobody is able to judge anyone. But you hardly ever see a doctor. The first thing we say is just pray. So I knew then in my heart and in my spirit that I was in good hands.
That
Basically, Dwayne and I got to be close friends. We got to have coffee together. We got to be close friends in a very short period of time. I mean, we felt in our hearts that something happened. There's the story of Jonathan and David in the Bible where God knit their heart together in love. And this happened to us like just after hanging out a couple times, which was just so cool, because I felt love for him. And what were you feeling, Dwayne?
I felt love for you as well, Charles.
Yeah. And then We got this idea. We honestly just what we were experiencing, we wanted to share that with other people. And so we got this idea. First of all, we're going to just walk around the park in St. Louis and talk to people about Jesus. But then we got an idea to set up a tent. And then my brother Dwayne, I had him over for dinner, and he goes, "Charlie, I got faith for this man." And
wow.
Well, I appreciate that, man, but I got a family and I got a job. And then Dwayne kind of set things in motion. A couple days later, he calls the park, and we decided on a day in October just so we'd set a date. And we had no idea what we were doing, honestly. And he calls the park. They say there's no availability for 2 years on the field we wanted. And then they call him back an hour and a half later, and they say, "Oh, we just had a cancellation on that exact day at that exact time." And so then we're rolling.
Look at God. What I love about God, when you have a vision from him, he makes provision. So he made sure that when Dwayne put it in the atmosphere, he said some key words. He says, "I have faith for this." The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So what you found was that word took life. And so from there, you guys got to plan. You got to come together. But I want to talk about the elephant in the room, right? So you have this close friendship. You have learned how to love one another and learn. There's always differences in cultures. There's always differences in things.
Yeah.
What's the glue that keeps you together to understand each other, or to be able to share with each other in difficult times things that you may or may not agree on? How do you get through that in the body of Christ? Because when we're talking about on one accord in the same place, you know, you said, "Hey, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but listen, I have a job, I have this," but yet there was a fire and a love between you all, like Jonathan and David, that allowed you to move forward in this vision. Talk to us about the community of love that you guys have in your prayer life, one for another, to learn about each other.
If I can just take a second to expound on that, Charles and I both come from different backgrounds. But I'm a firm believer that love has no color.
Absolutely.
I'm a firm believer that.
Amen.
I'm a firm believer that that's one of the major issues of the world that we live in today, because so many people are so quick to be judgmental about somebody else, and you don't know a person unless you walked a mile in their shoes. And
absolutely.
We live in a society and in a world now that is so divided. And I believe that the reason why we are seeing the things that are unfolding is, number one, it is God's will. But number two, I believe love is the key. You know, we live in a world where love doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie and I, we have a genuine love for each other. We have a love each other that has no bond as far as material things, and it's a goodwill towards each other. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's up to us as a people, black, white, yellow, red, whatever, to come together to try to heal the land, because we're living in some serious times, and the world is in need of love.
Yeah, if I can add a little bit to that too.
Sure.
You know, there's something that to God, unity is an extremely important thing. And I think even as believers, sometimes we can get confused about that, because unity does not mean that we look the same, that we think the same, that we like the same things. It actually doesn't mean those things at all. And it's all based upon who God is. Because in Genesis, the Bible starts off of God being one. And that basically means that God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son, since eternity past, have loved each other perfectly. And it's out of that unity that God created man. And then we move that down into kind of more practical level. So when I see somebody like Dwayne, you know, I see him and I know that he's a believer in Jesus. And that means that he has the spirit of the living God living inside of him. And so actually, if I say something bad about him, or if I'm mean to him or unkind to him, I'm actually doing that to my Lord Jesus. And that's a hurtful thing. And it's the same way across, you know, across denominations. So if I have a Catholic brother or a Pentecostal brother or a Baptist brother or you name it, and then I start saying things that are mean about them or hurtful or whatever, there's tons of things, or I could do much worse, I'm actually grieving the Lord. And not only that, but I'm stopping, like the Lord will not come in power when we are operating out of that spirit. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that God has for every person in every different nation, in every tribe, in every race, in every economic class, he has a beautiful and distinct role for that person and a plan for their life that he wants them, a plan that's under his plan that he wants them to participate in. And that is different. Just like a husband is different than a wife, that plan for every believer is a little bit different and looks a little bit different. But in Christ, you still have the unity, the like-mindedness, and that is different than the distinctiveness of how Jesus made us.
Amen. And, you know, that's what I loved about Acts 2, because one of the things we have to understand is all the things of this world that we think that are not included in the Bible is so far from the truth. Ecclesiastes teaches us there's nothing new under the sun. But let's go back to Acts 2. He had to begin to break down the different people and cultures that were there. But the Bible says they were all there in one place on one accord, meaning the mindset had to be on one accord. When you talk about awaken the loop, the people are coming and they have to be on one accord. They may come to see what's all going on, but the power is going to be in, listen, I may not know you, but you're my sister. That's why we have to get away from the denominational view of things and call ourselves a body of believers. We are the body of Christ,
Amen.
But the body of believers, because it's in believing his word, which is what it goes back to, and Romans 10:9-10, to believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth. So tell us when the body comes together on this beautiful day of October 1st, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., what is the body going to be doing? What is it that God has called you, Dwayne, and you, my brother Charlie, to do? What has he called you and assigned you to do in Forest Park?
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, what I believe is what God is calling us to do to awaken the loo is just that. Awaken the loo. We are living in days where people are divided. Everything is chaotic and confusion. There's no love. There's no trust. There's no respect. You can't go to school without feeling unsafe. You can't go to the mall without feeling unsafe. We live in a society where the opioid addiction is at an all-time high. We live in a society where homelessness is at an all-time high. And we live in a time where people need to be healed, people need to be loved, and people need to feel like they are loved. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to let everyone know that the God is still in control and that God is still sitting on the throne. And that God is still working miracles even now today. We just want the world to know that the God that we serve will not leave us here. He promised never to leave us and nor forsake us. All we have to do is just do his will and love. The greatest commandment he said is to love. So we're just here to love on St. Louis, love on society and love on the world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to add a little bit to that. So, you know, our goal is we desire that everybody that comes would be there to lift up the name of King Jesus of our city, because he is the only one that can fix these problems. There's not a political solution.
Right.
There's not a financial solution. There's not a plan that man can think of that can fix it. He is the only one that can fix it. And along with that, we have a verse that's over that day. We're actually going to have a verse that we're reading from Hosea, chapter 14. And this corresponds with the feasts of the Lord that are in the Old Testament, but ours is on a specific day, not by design, but God planned it to be there, I guess, because we had no clue, called Shabbat Shavuot. And the verse that we sent is to take with you words, and this is from the ESV, but take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, accept what is good, and we will pay with bulls or the sacrifices, the vows of our lips. So we're coming to lift up Jesus' name, but really for Dwayne and I and everybody that comes, we're coming and we're asking the Lord to send his spirit to convict us as we seek to turn our hearts towards what he wants for our lives. It says in this verse, return to him. And so that's what we desire. We desire return so that we can bring our lives into alignment with what his plan is for each of our lives, for my lives, for Dwayne's lives, and for everybody else's lives that is there. And as we do that, I am confident that God is going to start pouring out his spirit on people, and we're going to just see cool things because we're going to be getting touched. Everybody's going to be getting touched. And God, I believe that God is actually going to do some miraculous things, because we've seen that even the last month as we're preparing, there's been several miraculous things that have happened already in the life of Dwayne and I and people around us. So,
amen.
And, I believe, you know, as a medical doctor, I've been praying for people, you know, for the last 15, 20 years. And I've prayed for a lot of people to be miraculously healed. And, you know, a lot of times God uses means, and he can use medicine and things like that to heal people. And I'm thankful, because I think those things are a gift from God. But I had an experience I'll just share. 3 weeks ago, we were up in a park and we were helping this lady set up some tents for her tent ministry. And then a young girl that's about 18 comes over to me. And, you know, when you're a doctor there, she asks you questions about, you know, her ankle. She had a pretty severe ankle sprain. And I'm giving her some advice saying, you know, you should do therapy. You should, you know, keep trying to strengthen it. And, you know, even though it's been 4 months since this sprain, it's still giving you a lot of grief. Probably in another 6 months, it'll be better. And then there was like three or four of us that were there. These are other brothers and sisters in Christ. And we just all start praying over her life. And honestly, I didn't feel much. And I thought, this is cool. We got to speak some encouraging things into her life. And we got to ask for Jesus to heal her ankle. And then we get done praying for her. And I think she had her eyes closed, and she just has this look of excitement on her face. And I'm like, she's like, that was awesome. And I'm like, what? What was awesome? And she goes, as you guys were praying, my ankle was on fire. And her ankle was healed on the spot. No pain. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, this is awesome. You are so good.
Look at God. Look at God. He gets the glory, and I tell you, that sounds like, Wake Up St. Louis. Listen, I want you all to listen, listening audience, to what's going on. There are people that have been praying for our city for years, and they're thrown into this work by the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's been Kurt Wilson and Brooke Wilson with Pray for the Lou. Then we have Wake Up St. Louis, Wake Up STL not too long ago. Now we have Awaken the Lou. And you mentioned something about politicians, but let me say this. Even with Wake Up STL, there were politicians on the ground there that were assigned by God. The Bible says that the government sits on his shoulders. So I expect the body of Christ to be in our government. I expect them to be in the hospitals. I expect them to be in our homes. Wherever we are that we possess him, I expect him to show up. So it's something that we should pay attention to, just like today in the lesson. It talks about the prophecy of Joel. Listen, I want to go back to who spoke out of their mouth. In the 14th verse, it says, but Peter, don't we remember Peter, the one that cursed, the one that cut the ear off? He stood up with the 11 and told them that we are to pay attention to these words as they were prophesied. I say to the listening audience today, we need to pay attention to the words, because prophecy is coming to pass. And on October the 1st, we want you to join Charlie and Dwayne in Forest Park. They're going to give you the information of how you can be a part of this particular event and service. If we're going to make God's name famous as we come together on one accord, as we lift up the name of Jesus, he then will be glorified. I was always told, when you lift him up, he'll do the drawing. So talk to us about how it's going to be set up. What can the audience, listening audience, look forward to? So you're going to be where exactly on October 1st and share with them about your day and how it is supposed to. Listen, I'm going to give a disclaimer. It's supposed to be a certain way, but I know when Jesus shows up, things are subject to change. So go ahead and give your plan, but keep in mind, Jesus is going to show up. So we know things may be subject to change, but share with the listening audience what God has put on your hearts for the day and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, so basically we're going to start out at 6:57 a.m. or 7 o'clock, and we're going to sing Psalm 113 together as everybody that's there. Then we're going to have basically – it's mostly hour blocks. We've had some just incredible praise leaders who are just on fire for Jesus, and they're going to be leading worship, and they'll be kind of mixed in with that. There will be prayer and prophetic prayer and opportunities for people to join in and everything, and that will be going on kind of all day. There's going to be free barbecue for the first 1,000 people that are there. And God has given, just as we were speaking, our church texted me and they agreed to cover all the barbecue for that. And the guy doing the barbecue agreed to do it at cost. And then we have a prayer tent where people can go to get hands-on prayer. And then we have a field with games that kids can come to play games. And then actually, we're not advertising this, but since you guys asked, one of the guys felt strongly that God was leading us to have a healing service at the end of the night. So at 7 p.m., after worshiping the Lord all day long, we're going to have a healing service. And we actually have people that are gifted in a lot of the different gifts of the Spirit and are just very humble and mature. And it's not going to be one man standing up on stage, but there's going to be 8 different people that we have there. And they're going to be laying hands on people and praying for people and giving people words of knowledge and all kinds of stuff. And we'll just see what God does, because we are just fired up for this, especially with I just shared that one testimony about the girl's ankle, but I have like 10 other things like that have happened. And, you know, we started this like 4 weeks ago, and this is impossible for us to plan this, but somehow God has brought this together. And so we are just fired up for it.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, where exactly will you be that they can find you?
We're going to be in Lindell Field in Forest Park.
Yeah. in Forest Park, and it's a pretty easy place to find. It's right by the visitor center. Just take one of the turn right before the History Museum, and it's a big, huge rugby field right there. We're going to have a bunch of signs out there showing people how to get there. There will be a map. I'll probably post a map to our website. But if you Google Lindell Field Forest Park, it takes you right there. It's pretty easy to get there. So Lindell Field Forest Park, St. Louis, Missouri, 7 to 7. And if you want to get healed, be there at 7.
Well, we want to thank the Lord for you guys and what God has assigned you to do and is calling you to do.
Yes, yes.
I also want to thank Eric, who just finished Wake Up STL. This work is strong in our St. Louis area with all cultures, and I love it. I want to also say before you guys get off, I want us to take a few brief moments to lift up Florida and to pray for those that are listening today, that God can be glorified. So whichever one of you all want to go ahead and begin to pray, please pray. Let's agree where two or three are gathered. He's in the midst. So someone go ahead and begin to pray. Amen.
Starts out, Dwayne. He always gets us going into the spirit. So
yes, Lord, we come to you, O Master, with bowed heads and humble hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
dear Lord, we just want to say thank you again for another day in the land of the living.
Yes.
We thank you for the opportunity that you give us just to serve you and to lift up and magnify and glorify your name.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, as we move forward and look forward, Lord, we pray that you look after those who are down there in Florida and going through the hurricane. We ask for those who have gone through the hurricane, dear Lord, to keep your hands of protection around them, Lord.
Yes.
We know that we're living in some times where all things are going on. So I pray not just for Florida, but I pray for the whole land. I pray for the event that we have coming forward. I just know that you're going to have your hand in everything that's going on, because it's not about us. It is about you, O Master. Dear Lord, I just pray with faith the size of the mustard seed, believing and knowing that through you all things are possible.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we lift up the state of Florida right now, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we ask for your hand of protection over many in that state, Lord. Lord, we can't possibly comprehend all the different situations and challenges that are arising because of this hurricane, Lord. But, Lord, we ask that you would protect them. Lord, we ask that for the believers, and we ask that for the non-believers, Lord, that your hand would be on that state, Lord, and even this thing, this trouble that's coming, Lord, that the enemy means for evil, Lord, that you would use it for the good of many in that state, Lord. Lord, would you bring hope to many, even amidst this hurricane, Lord? Lord, would you set captives free, even as they're forced to stay in their house, Lord, that you would speak to them even in dreams and visions and touch them, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, we are asking you, Lord, there are many brothers and sisters and many people in that state that you belong, you desire to join to us for eternity, Lord, and we desire them just like you do, Father. So we are asking you for your kingdom to come, even in this minute, in this hour of trial in Florida, Jesus. Lord, we trust you, Lord, and we trust your plan, because we know that your will, Lord, your will is good and pleasing and perfect in every way, Lord. Lord, and so we ask, even in Florida right now, Lord, we ask for your kingdom to come and your will to be done, Father. Just as it is in heaven right now, we're asking you for that in the state of Florida right now, Father. Father, we love you, and we thank you for your goodness, Father.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Father God, we just say thank you for these, our brothers today. We thank you for our producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and all that you have done on these airways, that the word can go forth, oh God. We thank you that you chose us to be vessels, oh God, because we called on your name. We commune with you. We love you, Lord, and we know you are no respecter of persons. Someone may be listening in today, God, that needs you to be in their life, that may want to say, Lord, I want to be a part of the body of Christ. Father, would you touch them right now? Would you let them know that you are with them, that you forgive them, that you love them, and that they too can agree and come into fellowship with us because they're trusting in you, oh God. We ask that you do heal the sick on today. We ask that you make a way out of no way for those that are in need. We ask, oh God, that whatever the needs are, that you take care of them. And we say thank you. Thank you in advance for the healing from Awaken the Loo. Thank you for every ministry, every evangelist, every person that is teaching your word, that is giving someone who you are, God, whether it's in the brick and mortar or wherever they may be assigned. Let your perfect will be done. Cover us all in your blood. Thank you for healing, for touching, and being in Florida even now, oh God, when the world is uneasy and they don't know which way to go. God, we thank you. We have an assurance in you that you will come through. So we say thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We ask that you forgive us all. Father, we are all unclean. The Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh. Forgive us all of our sins. And we forgive others that may be forgiven. We don't want to live in this world, oh God, and know that you are our Heavenly Father, and not ask you to heal, to cleanse, and to forgive us, oh God. So have your divine will and way in all of our lives. And for every unspoken request, we ask that you do that as well. Hear and answer on today. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. Now bless our brothers, oh God, as they continue in the work. Bless their families, oh God. There is great sacrifice when you're on the front line, oh God. So I'm asking you to cover them. To cover them in your blood, oh God. Cover their families, everyone connected to them, the teams that are praying, the people on assignment, oh God. Cover them in the name of Jesus, that where the blood of Jesus is, the enemy cannot come nigh. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all on today. Listen, St. Louis, at all possible, on October 1st, that's a Saturday, from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., I'm going to say it like they would say, hey, get in where you fit in. Let God lead you to the Lindell Field. Let him begin to show you now what his perfect and divine will is. And would you continue to pray for our brothers and the teams that are going to be assigned to do this assignment for the kingdom, that God's will be done and that miracles, signs, and wonders take place. You can find out more information. Can you all give them a contact number that they have questions, they can get in contact with you guys?
Yes, I can. My contact number is area code 402-713-7215. That's 402-713-7215. That's Dwayne Keener. And call me anytime.
And I'm a little bit harder to reach by phone, but you can reach me by email. And my email is Charlie, it's C-H-A-R-L-I-E, and the last name is Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N, at gmail.com. And it's so cool. God has made a professional Facebook page, or a professional Facebook page, some awesome videos. And there's a website. The website is, it's just put this into the browser. There's no www. It's just put just this. It's awaken, awakenthe, lou.com. awakenthelou.com. If you just put that in the browser, you'll get to our website. And there's some really cool videos that people made for us. It's like everything else. We get most of the things for free, a 500-person tent for free. Okay. Anyway, God is good. Thank you so much, Pastor Wright. We appreciate you, sister, and we are thankful for you.
God bless you. We are thankful for all that God is calling you to do. St. Louis, support. Support, support. This is for the kingdom of God, and that will be a blessing for Awake the Lou. All right, Awaken the Lou. So make sure you friend them on Facebook. Make sure you contact them and reach out that God can be glorified. Well, listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. I want to encourage you that if this is your birthday month, the month of September, we're quickly coming to an end, but we want you to know we celebrate you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you purchased a home or created. God has given you a blessing in some other realm of your life. I want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. We know on the other end of the spectrum, there are times when our hearts are heavy, death has occurred, maybe sickness in a family, maybe a loss of a job. We want to encourage you on today to know that the Lord is real. He's nigh to the brokenhearted. We want you to know we here at Just For You and Elation Radio are praying for you. And then there are times when we just stand in need of him, whether it's physical, mental, or financial. He's there for whatever you need. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing all your help coming from the Lord thy God. Listen, we know that Awaken the Moon is going to be having these this event. We want you to support them. You've got the information. Please govern yourself accordingly that God can be glorified in what he's doing in our city of St. Louis. Listen, if you are in need on today, I encourage you to go, and if you have a particular need, we have an organization called United Way. You dial 211 in the St. Louis area. They will connect you to a resource intake specialist, and they will be able to assist you from there. Please don't be so prideful that God can't come in to assist when resources are available. I want to share with you also, there is Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. You can reach out to them at ulstl.com. They have over 55 programs. And listen, there's something for everyone in the family. And if you're in need of food, utility assistance, United Way and Urban League St. Louis is there for you. I want to also share with you that not only that, but I want you to be encouraged. There are other things that are going on in our society that God wants to bring visibility to. Amen. He wants to show up and show out. There are many people facing things such as job loss, but bigger than that, sometimes there's substance abuse. I want you to be encouraged to continue to pray. Prevent Ed, that's prevented.org, offers resources and tools that you can find resources to assist with substance abuse. Our organization, United Community Services, partners with Prevent Ed, and also we have a Prevent Ed coalition. We want you to know that we are praying. I don't want you to feel alone, but to keep your mind stayed on the Lord, that he may be able to bless you heal you and lift you up, that things may be well for you. I want you to also know there is a new DEA announces results of the enforcement surge to reduce the fentanyl supply across the United States. That information can be found under the DEA, that's the Drug Enforcement Administration, where you can look up these documents and find what's going on. We often hear in our city about the substance abuse problems, but there are ways for us to get involved, to pray. Many of us know there might be family members, other people that are going through. Please, our brother Ellis Fitzgerald has shared these announcements with us that we can present them to the city about what's going on. Fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin. So those are facts that we need to pray about. Amen. On St. Louis community, our St. Louis County libraries are offering what they call flow kits for women. When you're in need and you're able to get to the actual library, give them a call if you have an emergency or you're just in need. They are providing these kits for women, sanitary kits, as well as diapers for children. Call your local St. Louis County Library, and they'll be able to give you more information. Hey, we've got some good news here at Elation Radio. Get your hearts and minds prepared for Elation Honors. This event will be on November 18th and 19th. In St. Louis, Missouri, in Brentwood, Missouri, and we're going to be providing more information. I need you to save the date. As you know, every time we have this event, we are sold out. So we want you to be in prayer for servant leaders across the country. Last but not least, I want you to meet us back here at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Just For You podcast. Also, I have two other announcements, one being that the Women of Elation will be on every second and fourth Friday on Clubhouse. Meet us there for the word and fellowship and growth and communion. We'd love to see you there. Also, we want you to know you can hear us live on Facebook Live as well with Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Pastor Michelle Wright for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly, 8:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. How about that? So thank you for listening again today to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. We love you, Dr. Kenneth Robinson, and all of you, our listening audience. May God bless you. Continue to lift us all up in prayer until we meet again. Don't forget to keep praying for Florida, your loved ones, your family, your friends, even if you don't know anybody there. Continue to lift up the state. Continue to lift up those in your family, our community, and please pray for your pastors and your churches. There is a work to be done for God to be glorified. May God bless you. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank you to our guests.
Give me a heart to join the floodgate. Give me a heart that you made whole. Holy Spirit, you take control. Give me a heart. Surrounded in your loving kindness. All I need is a heart like yours. So give me a heart that lives for you. A heart to do your will. A heart that's humble and patient. And I will feel. Give me a sacrificial heart. Give me a heart that's soft as a whisper, able to sing.